The election of Javier Milei of Argentina is being heralded by a lot of conservatives as a major victory against leftism or socialism. And in some way, it may be, but it's very clear that this is actually a rigged election that was rigged with the help of the United States, the CIA, in order to install a president there that would switch to the U.S. dollar as the national currency. And that is intended to be a major blow to the BRICS initiative, of which Argentina was about to become an active member. But now, with the election of Milei, it looks like that may be canceled, and the U.S. dollar will be the currency for Argentina moving forward. Now, this decision, or these series of events, will, of course, doom the Argentinian economy. And the good people of Argentina will also suffer tremendously, as they have before. You know, they've lived through hyperinflation and currency collapse before. And now, guess what? They're going to have it again under the U.S. dollar. Because the dollar is going to zero. And, you know, just to be clear, as an American, I'm not hoping for any kind of currency disaster. This is not my hope. This is cause and effect. These are the results of the actions of endless money printing and debt spending. And we know where this goes. And it goes to a collapse of the dollar currency. It's only a matter of time. And sadly, any nation that has tied itself to the dollar, for example, Ecuador, as well as now apparently Argentina, is going to collapse. And they're going to find themselves in a currency crisis when the dollar collapses and the U.S. Treasury cannot find any more buyers for its debt other than the Fed, which will print money to buy the debt and then print more money to pay the interest on the debt. You know, it's not difficult to see where this goes. This is a spiral to fiscal collapse and hyperinflation. And the very first thing that Milei did, by the way, at his victory event was to start literally waving the Israeli flag and talking about how loyal he is to Israel. This is kind of like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson when he won the election. Very first thing he said was how we're going to support Israel. Not America. Not building a wall. Not halting violent crime on the streets of America's cities. No, it's loyalty to Israel. And so that's one more reason why, of course, Milei was selected for this position. And no doubt that election was rigged in favor of Milei. Doesn't mean he doesn't have some level of domestic support. I'm sure he does. But it was clearly rigged, tilted in favor of him by the United States, you know, intelligence agencies, in order to, number one, have another ally for Israel, and then also, of course, an ally for the U.S. dollar. Now, this is another example of the desperation of the West. So the Western world, which is led by the United States and, you could say, London, the Western world is in its death throes. And again, I don't wish this upon the West. I mean, I'm an American. I love America. I believe in the U.S. Constitution. I believe in the Founding Fathers, the vision for America. I believe in liberty and freedom and justice for all of that. I'm just telling you the way it is, what's actually happening here. I don't wish for anyone to experience suffering, and I don't wish to see the United States of America collapse. Sadly, it's not even really the United States of America anymore because, well, the 2020 election was rigged, and so the people in power are not the people we elected. So the coup has already happened. The insurrection is already done. So the people in Washington, D.C. are not representing the United States of America, just to be clear. The U.S. State Department is not a State Department of the United States of America, in other words. So my criticism is directed at those occupiers of the USA, not the spirit of America, just to be clear. But the desperation of the Western world is becoming so apparent in how they're trying to create conflict all over the world, to create another emergency, you know. The United States built SARS-CoV-2. That was a DOD program in collaboration with Communist China, the Wuhan lab, in order to cause a pandemic, pushing vaccines, pushing depopulation, rigging the 2020 election, then pushing to provoke a war with Russia, using Ukraine as a proxy nation, and now also Hamas being an intelligence-controlled group, which has been in essence, maneuvered into position by Mossad and the CIA, you know, Hamas attacks Israel, thereby allowing the United States and Israel to claim another big emergency and another reason for war to escalate the situation in the Middle East. So these are characteristics of dying empires, where they have to run around like arsonists, starting fires everywhere, setting off bombs everywhere, you know, creating emergencies. Next, we're going to have a currency crisis emergency, by the way. Bank failures are imminent. But they need more emergencies in order to stay in power. That's how desperate they are. But they know, actually, they can't win this. In the long run, maybe not even long, but medium term, the dollar goes to zero. The United States of America ceases to exist as it is currently structured. That may be no more than, you know, a couple of years away at this point, or even less. The Western world, if you think about the countries that are involved, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, you know, United Kingdom, most of Western Europe, and so on, France, Germany, they're all run, oh, and Japan, they're all run by globalists. All of them. And they all have policies that are designed to destroy their own people. Their policies pushing transgenderism, for example, are designed to destroy children. And LGBT agendas are designed to destroy families. And endless illegal immigration are designed to overrun domestic cultures with migrants who will take over. And most of those migrants, by the way, in Europe being Muslim migrants, but also many of those into the United States are Muslim migrants, for example, from Somalia that have taken over, you know, parts of, well, Minnesota and other areas of the country. So it's not just the Catholic-leaning migrants from Mexico, Central America, and South America. It's also, you know, Islamic migrants from all over the world. But Western nations think that they can just print money and threaten and coerce everybody, and that that will somehow save them. But in the meantime, they're trying to destroy their own countries. And they're going to succeed in some measure in destroying their own countries. And you can already see it in U.S. cities that have been rendered, you know, unsafe, violent hellholes of drug users and prostitutes, and of course, a great many homeless people in our cities right now. But the Western Empire thinks it can conquer the world while destroying its own domestic economies. And that isn't working. This is the schizophrenia of the U.S. empire and the Western world in general. They think, hey, let's destroy our own economies, destroy our own people, our culture, their health. Let's, you know, depopulate them with deadly vaccines. And then let's try to conquer the world and rape and pillage all the resources out of Russia or the Middle East. And then you ask them, well, how are you going to do that when you're killing off so many of your young people with vaccines? And you're also, your culture is a culture of being snowflakes. And it's a pathetic culture instead of one that would be strong and entrepreneurial and, you know, courageous and dedicated and so on. You don't even have a work ethic in most Western countries anymore. So you don't have anybody who's going to build the munitions or work in the factories to make the weapons of war. There's no discipline in terms of finances. Everybody's living on debt, including the country itself. So this situation is unsustainable. And yet we think we can just wage war against anybody we want and take their resources. And I'm here to tell you, that's not the way this is going to go down. Actually, what's going to happen is the United States of America, its currency, the dollar, will collapse. This will take down Argentina and any country that depends on the dollar. Israel will, at that point, be very easily overrun by its Arab nations because there will be no more defense or funding from the United States, you know, billions of dollars in foreign aid. So Israel will probably cease to exist in the Middle East as an entity on the map as it currently exists. I mean, the concept of Israel will continue to exist, but it may be somewhere else. It may end up in South America. Seriously, Israel may not be in the Middle East for, you know, in the decades ahead. It may be somewhere else. But the nations that are going to do well in all of this are, believe it or not, the nations that joined the BRICS initiative, backed by China and Russia and Brazil, for example. And Turkey will be part of that. You know, Saudi Arabia will be part of that. those countries in that initiative, the BRICS Plus initiative, is focused on building infrastructure for trade, free trade in many cases, and a financial infrastructure for international settlement with what is at least being proposed as an honest currency where nobody's just printing money out of thin air in order to give themselves riches to spend on, you know, propaganda and war. So the BRICS initiative seriously could be called a prosperity initiative. Although I am no fan, of course, as you know, of the Chinese Communist Party. I despise communism and socialism. But what they're doing right is building infrastructure. And they're also building, you know, investment in production. You know, just smart business decisions, actually, is what China and Russia are engaged in. This is what allowed Russia, for example, to survive all the economic sanctions that have been placed upon Russia by the West, which those sanctions were designed to destroy Russia's economy. It actually ended up making Russia's economy stronger than ever. So think about this, folks. Argentina just bet on the wrong horse. Argentina is going to suffer tremendously because of this decision to tie itself to the dollar. It's not going to go well. And for those of you who wish to survive all of this with your assets intact, you know the right answer here. It's going to be gold and silver and land and other hard assets that make sense, that hold value even when currencies collapse. So don't forget that the banking system won't last much longer. The currency won't last much longer. And the only assets you're going to own after this are going to be assets outside of the banking system. Gold, silver, crypto, land, like I said, ammunition, and so on. Our gold sponsor is found at metalswithmike.com, by the way, if you want to check them out. It's a Treasure Island precious metals company. metalswithmike.com. I don't earn an affiliate fee. They do sponsor my podcast from time to time, and they just offer a flat fee for that. But they have very competitive prices and a guaranteed, discreet, insured delivery as well. So, you know, they're someone to check out. In addition, watch my TV show, Decentralize.tv, for information about cryptocurrency and privacy crypto or other decentralization plans such as building food forests or off-gridding from the banking system, off-gridding from the power system to have your own electrical power, you know, your own off-grid system. You can learn these things in that show. Decentralize.tv is the website. Check it out. There's 22 plus episodes there right now. You will learn something from each and every one. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties. And that they're called anthocyanins, and you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well, of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.